I've been doing a very slow crawl through the seven deadly sins, tackling them all one by one. And now I've come to the last two, gluttony and lust. I've saved the best for last. And boy, oh boy, are they the best. Gluttony is the sin of overindulgence, but for my purposes, it's all about guilty pleasures. So, without further ado, seven things I've really, truly, deeply, passionately, gluttonously enjoy. I love fine dining. If gluttony is all about overindulgence in food, then I am so there. I love to cook. I love to bake. And I love to have a good meal. The key to really enjoying a good meal, however, is to enjoy in moderation. The antithesis of gluttony, I know. If you're so overfull after eating that you can barely move, what was the point? I adore feeling physically content. See, a good meal, a hot bubble bath, lotions and oils rubbed into my skin, having my hair styled and cut, a manicure, a pedicure, pampering my entire body until it hums with sheer animal contentment. The way I feel after a good yoga session, so stretched and limber, bendy and energized. I love the way yoga makes me feel. It's almost as good as a nice runner's high. Number four, the fourth thing that I love, sex. Duh. I take gleeful pleasure in opening a new box of paints. I lay it out in front of me, get a pocket knife, slice open the tape holding it shut, draw forth the tray holding the tubes, and run my fingers over them all in a row, so fat and firm, unopened tube after tube of glorious pigment just waiting for me. I love my work. Love the things I get to do. Love the execution, the negotiation, the interaction, every single bit of it. I love sitting down to blog, and I even love the IMs. I have found the most perfect job, and I adore it. This is supposed to be about guilty pleasures, and really, I don't feel guilty for any of the things I take pleasure in. So I suppose my last guilty pleasure can be a meta-pleasure. I don't let guilt, fear, shame, or other people's opinions inform who I am or what I do. Ever. I am a shameless hussy, and I love it. Now, lest you forget, I am a phone sex mistress, a sensual mistress, and a totally shameless hussy. There's very little in this world that I regard with guilt, fear, or shame, and I'm perfectly willing to infect you with my lack of shame. Chat me up sometime. I'll teach you to live your life out loud and without fear. To follow my blog, go to fetishphonesexblog.com. Leave me comments. Comments are love. I love them. You can call me at 1-800-601-7259 and ask for Harper.